You are blessed, Mary. You will conceive in your womb a son. We know that the law demands that you will be stoned to death since you aren't married, but we think we can convince Joseph to marry you and go ahead with the marriage. Even though it may ruin his business and his reputation around here, and he most likely will never recover. We also know that probably both of you will be disowned by your families. But we think you'll be able to make it all right, Mary. Oh, and one final thing. Your son will be great, and his kingdom will know no end. But, Mary, he will be executed before his 35th birthday. But hark! You are God's favored one, and nothing is impossible with God. Amen, right? Woohoo! You go, God, right? Doesn't that sound like a life of someone who is favored by God, the creator of all that is? Does that sound like life on Easy Street to you? You see, if Mary says yes, it is very evident she could be stoned to death. Her unfaithfulness and supposed premarital affair would be blasted through the whole community. Mary is God's favored one who was blessed with having a child out of wedlock who would later be executed as a criminal. I mean, it's outrageous, isn't it? I mean, this is stuff that soaps are made of, right? They do still have soaps on, right? Anyway, it's the ultimate scandal, the ultimate plot in a soap, isn't it? The fact that God would enter human life with all of its depravity. The creator of all that is would come into human life with all of its violence and with all of its corruption and with all of its selfishness and with all of our ego. God chooses to come into that human life and save us from all those things. You see, we have a God. We have a creator that chose to come to us through an ordinary, everyday person who was poor and oppressed in that society. That's the kind of God that we have. So now, with all of that in mind, we're going to continue with verse 38 in chapter 1. And we find out that all that we've just discussed, Mary runs away as fast as she can, doesn't she? Does she? Oh, she doesn't? Man, I must have read a different Bible. I thought that's what it said. No, in verse 38, if you're following along, she says, "Here I am," or "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Even at that moment in this young woman's life, she had a servant attitude. She was obedient. She had absolute faithfulness. Now, if we continue on with Mary's story, she went with haste to visit her cousin or relative, Elizabeth. And we find out through Elizabeth that Mary believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord in verse 45. We find that Mary celebrated God and worshiped God in 46 through 55 with singing. And finally, in chapter 2, we learn that both Mary and Joseph were devoted to Jewish law as they dedicated their firstborn son to God in the temple and offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord. So the characteristics that we find of Mary so far in this story is that she was pure. She was very thoughtful already at her young age. She was bold. She had a servant attitude. She was obedient and had absolute faithfulness. Mary believed that God would do what He said He would do. And Mary worshiped God. And then after Jesus was born, we found that Mary and Joseph both were faithful to Jewish law and had their son dedicated. So now that we see some key attributes of who Mary was, I want to focus on the fact that God comes to the ordinary, which Mary was. We learn that not only did God choose to come to us, God didn't come to the rich and the famous. God didn't come to the powerful. God didn't come to the ivory towers of our seminaries and universities.